unfortunately, junior doctors are having to perform another emergency cover only strike on Wednesday. I think, unfortunately, because Jeremy Hunt and the government have ignored all the other attempts we've made to highlight the issues to them in terms of marches, writing to our MPs, writing to newspapers, talking to the media, these are really important because they are our way of showing just how strongly we feel about the issues that we're raising in terms of safety for patients and safety for doctors in what is going to be the new junior doctor contract.
And in terms of the lines of communication between junior doctors and the likes of Jeremy Hunt, how important do you think that is to get the message across?
It's really important that we get this message across, and that's the only reason why we are regrettably going forward with strikes, because we just feel that this is such an important message. As doctors, it is our duty to look after our patients and look after them not just today, not just tomorrow, but in the long term, and that's what our message is about. It's about delivering a contract that lets doctors look after their patients safely and also protects the future of the NHS. So we really, really hope that Jeremy Hunt sits up and listens to what we're saying to him and really takes it on board so that he can help us to protect the patients and look after them.
Now, of course, a strike has already taken place. And in terms of how many attended that, what was the attendance like at where you were at the LGI? And do you think it will be the same level of people there again on Wednesday?
So, obviously, not every junior doctor could attend the strike last time and won't be able to this time because of the fact that it is not a full strike. It's a bank holiday level of care. So there are still junior doctors working in our A&Es in the urgent care parts of the hospital. But there was still a very, very large turnout of junior doctors across hospitals, not just in Leeds, but across the rest of Yorkshire and the rest of England as well. We also had support from nursing staff who came and supported us on the picket lines on the way into, on the way home from work. We had support from our consultants and other members of the healthcare team in the hospital, and also loads of support from the public who were either passing the picket lines or who actually made the extra effort to come and speak to us and show their support on the picket lines, and we're so grateful for that.
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? You're getting a lot of support from different kinds of people as well, which must be really encouraging.
Yes, we've had so much support across the board from people, whether they be healthcare professionals, whether they be patients, or just interested members of the public. And it is so good for us to have that support because we don't want to be on strike. We don't want to be stood outside the hospital. We want to be in the hospital looking after our patients, looking after the public. But this is something we feel we need to do. And to know that we have that support, to know that people are behind us and people believe in our message and what we're trying to say is really important to us because at the end of the day, we have 53,000 junior doctors all calling out and saying this contract is unfair and unsafe for patients. And we would hope that the public would choose to believe those 53,000 junior doctors over the health secretary.
And just looking at a timescale in terms of the events, what time does it start on Wednesday?
So the strike is due to start at 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning and will continue for 24 hours. And as I said before, that will be a bank holiday or a Christmas Day level of service throughout the hospital. A&Es will remain fully staffed and any urgent operations, anybody who becomes acutely unwell on Wednesday will still be seen by hospital staff. I would urge anyone who is unwell on Wednesday, please do come to A&E if you're unwell. There will be plenty of doctors to see you. You will get seen and you will get treated. Please don't avoid hospitals on Wednesday because you're worried that there might not be people to see you because of the strike. There will, and we will do our best to look after you.
And obviously talks are ongoing. I mean, for yourself, you must be in a position where you really want the talks to be successful so this strike doesn't happen.
Yes, I would like nothing more than to get up one morning and have an email from the BMA or read in the newspaper that talks have come to an agreeable conclusion and that we have a new contract that is fair and safe and that none of this needs to continue. I could not hope for anything more than that. I'd much prefer to be spending my Wednesday looking after patients and in the knowledge that I have this backup of a contract rather than having to stand outside.